4 IQ, Bo.
N0TR. It's cold out there, Bill. 46 and 9 mile an hour wind.
WG4MC. Morning to Matt and Tom. Yeah, it's windy out here. I'm parked here at the Walmart Market, neighborhood market, and we just got out of church. It's windy, I tell you, it is windy, and very penetrating by the cool weather. Okay, well, Tom, go ahead and turn it over there to Matt.
Sure. Oh, I was just looking here. Let's see what's on Portland, Oregon. Okay, let me turn that down. I was just looking at the scope on 17 meters. I just sat down at the table here. Here in Italy, real strong, that II5WRTN. But I've worked them on most bands. Nothing much going on, Bill. I'm still trying to recuperate from a cold. And it's slow. And I hate to even think about going outside. And I hate to ask Bernice to go out there to visit the girls out back. Because, buddy, it's cold. I usually take care of them. But she helps a lot. Go ahead, Matt.
And Tom, yeah, I'm just sitting here in the sandwich sack. I'm logged into the work computer, having to get a few things done because tomorrow is the last day of the month. It's, like I said, it's been cold. I got to leave a little bit early Friday and do a work errand, so I went ahead and went to the grocery store. So I was like, put me in this cold. If I didn't move in my vehicle again until Monday, that'd be just fine with me.
Okay. There's somebody on the other part of the radio that couldn't figure out where the noise come from. All right. Yeah. The less you have to go out, the better. Didn't have time this morning to walk Toby, but so when I get home, I'll change clothes, and I'll go out there and walk Toby, but I'll dress for the weather. Toby hasn't seemed to mind it as long as we're walking, and with this sun, like the sun like it is, nice and bright, he's got a dark coat. Boy, he soaks it up, too. He doesn't mind it much. He just loves his walks. But working from home, but I guess that beats having to go in, I suppose, and we're having to work in the sunny, those pits. And Tom, the last time I talked to you, you had that night, I think you had a really bad sinus headache, so evidently it wasn't just a headache, it was symptoms for a sinus infection or a cold of some kind. But anyway, hopefully that's better. And, okay, Italy, and, I worked some Italians last night on the 160. They had the CQ 160 contest. That was fun. I enjoyed it. I only put in like 9 hours, I guess. 5 hours one night, 4 the other. And it actually goes through, I guess there'll be some activity tonight. Of course, in the morning. I didn't do anything this morning. But that is fun. That worked about maybe 550 stations. There wasn't nearly as many. DXs was on there last year. Last year, in the CQ worldwide, I worked on like 47 countries, and I only worked like 17. But I did work all the states, and I worked Hawaii 160, Alaska, and. And I guess worked probably for 5 or 6 of the provinces of Canadian. So I had a good time. But I had really bad line noise. I mean, some of the time I couldn't use a Northwest beverage. But I used K9AY, and that helped a lot. All right, over to you, Matt, and what you've been doing on the radio.
10-0-TR-WG-4-C. Nothing much. Worked a few stations last weekend. They got the winter fill day going, but like I said, I've been logged into the work computer the past 2 days. I have to admit, this month end kind of snuck up on me. It's just been busy, 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 but that's a good thing. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I didn't see too much DX on there last night, Bill. Contest, I just fooled around and, I worked a couple of stations in France last night, and I needed one more in the Guadalupe station. And then I worked a guy in Pennsylvania on 160. But, let's see, 160, the Cayman Islands and Guadalupe. And, a Wahoo Contest Club, and they were in Arizona. You did good, Bill. Good Lord. But I just worked, probably 10 stations. I worked at Guadalupe on 160 and quite a few others. But I really didn't see hardly any DX on her. Most of them was U.S. stations. I guess I just don't get them here as well anymore, Bill. I think it's the fact they built these additions around, and I get a lot of noise spikes on my band scope, and so I'm assuming it's probably from all of that crud.
Yeah, Guadalupe, I guess that's how you pronounce it. Maybe it is Guadalupe. I don't know. But do you remember what the call sign was?
Neo Six Sierra.
I didn't hear him. Friday night there wasn't hardly anything. Last night it was a lot better on DX than it was Friday night. But I did not hear a lot of people working DX. Of course, there's the normal Puerto Ricans and Virgin Islands, and, the Caribbean, Cayman Islands, that sort of stuff. But there were some pretty strong Europeans. I don't know if they must have been running the Italian kilowatts or something. I don't know. I didn't run my big amp. I ran my 900 watts. I didn't run the one that run 1500 plus. I just used the 900 watt Tokyo high power. It did really pretty well. But I know there got to be some of the signals some of these guys had. They must have been running a lot of power. Okay, Matt. Well, when you're an accountant, just like I've mentioned a number of times, I know what that's like because my dad. I never saw him on the last of the month. I mean, he might as well count him out. He was at work. Of course, back then you couldn't work remotely, so he was just gone. So I kind of feel for you, but there's something to be said. Hey, you got a job, and I know you got a raise recently, so you can spend all that money on the increase in prices of the groceries, I guess. Go ahead, Matt.
Like I said, I'm just glad to have a good job right now with everything going on in the world. But, like I said, I'm just kind of turning on the radio, see what's going on, and just kind of working. Hopefully I'll be done within the next couple hours, but seems like that's a fat chance because seems like I find something and then I find a little bit more I got to deal with. Go ahead, Tom. WG4MC Friday.
Well, this is your old TR. I just built a Cool Whip down the front of my shirt here with some Jell-O Bernice brought me with bananas in it and having a ginger ale. I see a little bit of activity on 20, but not a considerable amount. But I haven't worked those bands much lately. Usually, with conditions being what they are, I wait till evening to get on. And excuse me, I am seeing a few stations pop up on 10, though, Bill. The winter field day's going on. I did work a few of those just for the heck of it. I don't envy them any. My nephew sent me a picture yesterday of what it was like in, he lives outside of Boston. Bill, he's a medical scientist up there. And he sent me a little video of that. The only thing I got to say about that is, like the kids say on their texting, OMG. He got 20 inches and snow and 3-foot drifts up there. Wow. But, yeah, I didn't do a lot. I was on the phone a lot with a good friend last night and teaching him a few things about ham radio. And so I didn't work a lot as much as I tried to convey some of my, oh, shall we call it, knowledge about different ways to do things. And he's studying CW, and that's good. I try to recruit all the CW ops we can possibly get nowadays, Bill, because there's not many people willing to work for it, and a lot of them are working people. They don't have the time. N4IQ, N0TR.
Well, hopefully you got another recruit. Well, when last September when I went to the convention, God, I can't even remember now. The W4DXCC convention in Pigeon Forge. They had a guy that gave a lot of statistics on the, you know, the population made of ham radio by age and by operating and, you know, modes and everything you can imagine. This guy must have been a statistician, but he gave really good talk. But, you know, there's always going to be some people on CW. However, the numbers are dwindling rapidly. So, you know, you just need to just recruit as many people as that's interested in doing it. Cause it is, it's just such a fun mode. That's the thing about it. So Matt, how's the noise? Are you still getting that noise we found the other day? And, last night I was really glad I had a couple different receiving antennas on 160 because, where the beverage was just picking up unbelievable noise to the northwest, and it's pretty directional. It's got, you know, you can really tell it's got gain in that direction. When I went to the K9AY, I could get it was workable, and I could work through it. The K9AY probably the signals aren't quite as strong on it to the northwest, but it's certainly I was able to eliminate the noise, or a lot of it. And then I put, Tom, you know, the NR2, I stuck that on there, NR2 noise reduction on the 590. Boy, does that thing work good. You got to get down about 200 hertz, 250. 200 is about the best for me. And it helps so much. And I've heard people say that, you know, it doesn't work. Well, they're probably using it on a sideband or something. I don't know. But that is one of the best features of the 590, that NR2. It works really, really good. N0TR, N4AQ.
No, this is N0TR. Yes, that is a... In fact, for some reason, I don't have that turned on. But I've got a good strong signal on this guy here, so I'll... But it really, there you go, and it really clears it up a lot. I use that a lot. A lot of the other things on there, Bill, I'm not too good at operating, but that one is excellent, and you can set the level of it, and I do vary that sometimes, but for the most part, I keep noise reduction too. Let's see what I got to set at. No, I hit the data. Noise reduction to level is 18. And then I keep the noise reduction 1 at 10. I don't know if that's kosher or not, but that's generally what I do anyway. And it does make a big difference. And this guy's real clear, but I didn't see where he was from. But I know you had another noise reduction thing for a while, but that K9AY, that interests me. Although it's a little pricey, but I might do that this next year if you think it's worth the money to invest in, Bill. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, that noise seems to be better. I still haven't been able to talk to Gary, W4UI, but it seems to be doing better. So we'll just see how it goes, and we'll just take the good days with the bad days. But yeah, I mean, what I'm trying to say is, I wish I could just get it cured at the source, but unfortunately, it's the neighbor's inverter on their solar system. So, but I'll talk to Gary and see what's going on, but so far it's been behaving itself pretty good, so we'll just have to wait and see. Glad you guys were able to work some DX on 160. and I got to do that one day, too, is get is learn the CW so I can enjoy the fun. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, Matt, it's a fun mode, and I was talking to Jim Kale for LAO last night. He says, man, I'm glad I'm learning that. He says, that's the world I want to be in. he's really a good one. It's Jim. And LAO is called KL4LAO, Bill. And help him all you can. He's super intelligent, retired Air Force, I think, colonel. And just seemed like a great guy. I can't wait till he can get over here some, because this stupid COVID stuff and everything that's going around, he's been careful because he's got family that he doesn't want to bring it back to, and I don't blame him. But it is really enjoyable. You know, I mean, I just sit here at night and work most anything I want, can't you, Bill? N4IQ and 0TR.
Yeah, it's a great mode. It's just enjoyable mode. I used to do lots and lots of rag chewing, but I find I don't do it much anymore. It's not because I don't enjoy it. I'm just doing other things, typically. Yeah, and I use the NR2 noise reduction feature on the 590 on weak signals. If they're down in the noise, or I have some kind of interference, like noise type interference, then I'll put that on. It really brings the signal up. It's different than a, you know, like one of those audio peak filters, which is nice. I wish the 590 had those. It doesn't. Yaesu's doing the Elecrafts, some other radios, but the NR2 really is very effective for bringing signals out of the noise. Yeah, Matt, you just need to take the time. It's hard though when you're working like Tom said. It takes a commitment over a period of time to get to the point where you can enjoy the CW. Because that's it. If you can't enjoy it, people won't use it. So you got to get up to speed. And for me, when I was learning it, once I got up to about 8 words a minute, about 7-8 words a minute, I began to enjoy it. I was a novice, and there's plenty of people to talk to, and there still is. But you got to get going fast enough to where you enjoy it. Then once you use it, your speed increases automatically. You're using it enough where your skills improve automatically while you're enjoying using it. I don't know what Lane is buying in there, but they must be having to kill it and slaughter it or something. I don't know. let's see. What is the rotation? I think, I don't know. I might have to, I think it goes back to Tom. N0TRN4IQ.
Yeah, guys, I got a guest upstairs, so I got to run up there for a minute. And if you're there, when I get back, I'll holler at you. N4IQ with Matt, you go ahead and take it. And it's N0TR clear.
Yeah, Bill. haven't heard you in a while, so what's been going on? Like I said, I've just been busy, busy, busy with work. How are you and Miss Elaine doing?
Actually done really well. I mean, really, really cannot complain. I just stay busy working on radio stuff and contests and with my dogs. And, you know, typically in the mornings, I'm busy all the way up to about 11 o'clock between drinking my first cup of coffee and checking my email on my phone usually. And feeding cats, feeding dogs, walking dogs, and doing a few cleanup items. It's usually about 11 o'clock before I can say, well, it's my own time. But that's what I've been doing. I've been working on a power supply. One I bought in 1997, and it had been working for like almost 15 years. And I started working on it about 15 years ago, and I don't even remember it. But I put everything in a basket, and I'd already taken the rectifiers out and installed some rectifiers in the power supply. But I don't even remember doing it. But so I spent spare time for about 2 weeks working on that thing. Finally found the parts that I needed, found a schematic, and that for about 2 weeks. Aside from the regular operating I do, that took most of my time. But I finally got the parts, most of the parts I needed. It's working on half the power supply. The other half of the power supply I'm waiting on rectifiers. But that's why I've been spending most of my time. And then what I'm going to start working on now is the MFJ Rig Pi 1234, the remote server. So I really want to start working this week on that. That's going to take a lot of time. I'll probably be using almost all my spare time, probably between now and the summer, playing with it. Just because I'm not familiar with the operating system it uses, and I just have a lot to learn. WG4MC N4AQ.
WG4MC. Yeah, I was going to ask you. You said you got the KY receive antenna. Do you think that would help my situation over here if I were to go ahead and get one?
On 160 and 80, and really on 160 mostly, although it works quite well on 80. But that you'd have to be operating those bands a lot to help. That's what it's designed for, is lower bands. It is also, and it comes with, the commercial version of it came with a preamplifier for 80 and 160, although it's also, it can be used on 40, but where it's effective really is those low bands, particularly 160. And they don't make the commercial version anymore, but they're simple to make. You can make them quite inexpensive if you want to. Well, actually, quite inexpensive. They're not that hard to make. It depends how elaborate you want to get. But to answer your question, probably if you're operating mostly 20 and those upper bands and even 40, probably wouldn't be worth your while.
Yeah, usually I work around 40 and 20. But now since the bands have gotten better, I have done a little bit on 15 and 17. Okay, so it's not really, I understand what you're saying, not really worth my while if I'm not wanting to operate on like 80 and 160.
So, and it really helps on working DX. I mean, you know, just for casual operating, it probably wouldn't be worth putting up. But if you want to do some DXing on the lower bands, that's where it's really effective.
So they don't make them for like just 40 meters or something like that, I take it.
Help me design that. I mean, you can use it, but I don't use it on any of those upper bands. I don't use them on 40 through 10 at all. I just use it 80 through 160.
That I might have to look in that. Yeah, it'd be nice just to be able to have some different options in case the noise starts coming back. All right, Bill. Well, listen, let me go. I'm trying to get through this work so I can at least have a little bit of my weekend left. But I'll go ahead and say 7-3. Tell Elaine I said hello, and I'll be clear on your final. M4IQ, WG4MC.
Matt, good talking to you. Yeah, you need to take a break, so stay inside where it's warm. WG4MC and 4IQ.
WG4MC, clear.
KP4CPA mobile.